everyone. Welcome back to Literature Throughout History. It's Charlotte. I'm here with Sophia and Angie, who are going to be telling us about Islamic literature.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I'm going to take a quick moment to thank our gracious sponsors. First off, thank you to Pirate's Booty.
Arr.
Join the crew and come on a tasty snack voyage. Second, Olay Moisturizers. So nice, even the president uses it. Let's get into Islamic literature. So guys, tell me about the basics. Where did Islamic literature first start?
So it first started in the Umayyad Caliphate of Cordoba in Islamic Spain.
Interesting. What caliphates were there? And was the Umayyad Caliphate a great empire?
There was the Rashidun Caliphate from 632 to 661 CE, as well as the Umayyad Caliphate that lasted from 661 to 750 CE, and finally, the Abbasid Caliphate lasting from 750 to 1258 CE. And yes, the Umayyad Caliphate was a great empire because of its length.
Now, was Islamic Islamic Spain purely Islamic, or were there other religions?
Islamic Spain was monotheistic, so they consisted of Muslims, Christians, and Jews.
Was literature a big part of this empire? Were there variations of it?
Literature was a somewhat big part of the empire for the Muslims because, in a way, it connected them. Literature played a part in their religion, so it played a part in Muslims' everyday life. Some of the different kinds of Islamic literature included popular prose and verse, delicate mystical writings, religious instruction, poems, and heroic epics.
Now on to poetry. It seemed to be a very large part of Islamic literature. What kind of poetry was the most popular?
That would be tribal or clan poetry.
If it was the most popular, it must have been around for a long time. So what kind of poetry and literature first showed up?
Poetry began in the early 13th century, and the first kind of poetry was heroic poetry. Although there is no evidence of any Islamic writings before the Quran, the time of Muhammad.
So what is heroic poetry?
Heroic poetry is a narrative verse that uses a dignified, dramatic, and formal style. The purpose of them is to describe the deeds of aristocratic warriors and rulers.
That sounds really exciting. What kind of moods do the poems have?
There were many different moods included in these poems, and they did relate to the geography. For example, in Mecca, the typical mood was witty and joyous, while in Medina, the typical mood was pessimistic and ironic.
Did the poetry have any common themes?
Yes, they contained a lot of different themes. Most poems either talked about doomed love between members of tribes that were rivals, deserted campsites, or beautiful young girls. A lot of them were also about bravery in battle and cowardice of their enemies.
Of course, literature has a large impact on the people that it is around. How is the poetry intertwined with society? How did it impact the Islamic community?
The social setting of the poetry was typically the Bedouin tribal society of Hejaz. Poetic forms played an important role in the foundational texts of the Islamic community.
Did the poetry ever take on different styles or less religious topics? It seemed like they were mostly based on Islamic tradition.
Yes, eventually they did in the 7th century CE. In this time, the poems became more personal, immediate, and sometimes less refined. They also opened up to trying new things and experimented more because they weren't as bound to just Islamic tradition.
Do you have any specific examples of Islamic prose to share? It seems kind of hard to understand this concept without knowing anything to base it off of.
The Quran is an example of Islamic prose, but is not in the tradition of known pre-Islamic poems. The Quran is an extremely important part of the Islamic religion, and Muslims recite it when they pray.
Now, let's go on to talk about the literature and the stories. What about them?
So, besides from poems, there were three different common types of literature: philosophies, biographical literature, and histories.
What was the philosophical literature? What was it all about?
The literature was written by the Muslim men of learning. They studied and wrote about many subjects all at once, but many men often specialized in one or two subjects.
Now, what about the biographical literature?
They had types of literature organized according to the century they lived in. Each of these was called a tabakat work, and each century or generation was called a tabakat. In the 11th and 12th centuries, Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi and Ibn Asakir combined elements of tabakat and history to write histories about the cities Baghdad and Damascus.
Who were the biographies about?
One example of who a biography was about is a biography Salih ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal's Sirah of his father Ahmad ibn Hanbal.
What were the histories?
Islamic historical literature emerged very early in the late 7th century to account for the history of Islam. During the 11th and 12th century, history emerged as a discipline and everyone had to learn it.
Were there any famous historical writers?
Al-Tabari, Al-Faladhari, and Al-Mazdui were all writers brought up frequently.
We've learned about the literature itself, we should probably learn about the influence of the religion it was based off of. What about Islam's influence? Did it reach a lot of people, or was it stuck in a small group?
They reached a lot of people and had a large influence. Arabic ended up being the main literary language for many regions of the Islamic world. This included a range from Spain to Central Asia.
That's really cool. If the literature was spread so far, what kind of cultures came out of this spreading?
The Muslims created a developed culture in Islamic Spain. It reached its peak in the 10th century and continued to prosper until Muslims were defeated by Christian rulers in the 15th century.
Major parts of Islam seem to be mostly literature. Were any of these arts are considered arts?
Yes, the adab was an art that the Muslims fostered, and it consisted of long compilations of poetry, works of instruction, and manuals for princes that were meant to entertain sophisticated audiences. It was based on pre-Islamic poetry, and it came to imply the sum of intellectual knowledge that makes a man courteous and urbane.
What does adab mean? What was its style?
Adab means custom or norm of custom, and it's acquired a further connotation of good breeding, courtesy, and urbanity. It also meant the knowledge of power, poetry, oratory, ancient Arab tribal history, rhetoric, grammar, philology, and non-Arab civilizations that qualified a man to be called well-bred or adib. It was written in a style that was rich in vocabulary and idioms. It was usually very expressive or flexible.
Now I want to know about examples of Islamic literature. What was the most famous work of Islamic literature that we know of?
The Book of 1001 Nights, or Arabian Nights, written by Geraldine McCaffrey, Antoine Galland, Muhsin Mahdi, and Edward William Lane, was the most well-known work of fiction in the Islamic world.
What is the Book of 1001 Nights about?
It was a compilation of earlier folktales that were told by the Persian queen Scheherazade. It is interesting because it took form in the 10th century but didn't reach its final form until the 14th century. The number and type of tales in it have varied from one manuscript to another.
Why was this book the most well-known in Islamic literature?
Part of its popularity may have sprung from the increasing historical and geographical knowledge, so that places of which little was known and so marvels were called for had to be set further long ago or farther far away. This is a process that continues and finally culminates in the fantasy world having little connection, if any, to actual times and places.
Islamic literature seemed to have a large impact on Islam and Muslims, but also the world itself. Why was Islamic literature so significant?
Well, Charlotte, the biggest reason that it was significant is because of the Quran. The Quran is very important for the Islamic religion, and Muslims use it to pray every single day. It has been the biggest source of legal authority for Muslims in the past 14 centuries. When the Quran was first released, it was known as the finest piece of literary work in the Arabic language. The Quran is a special revelation from Allah to Prophet Muhammad. It is different from any other books because it contains the words of Allah himself.
Really interesting. It seems to have been really significant on Muslims living in the Arabian Peninsula. But how did Islamic literature affect the countries around the Arabian Peninsula? Angie, do you know that?
That's a really good question. Islamic literature spread far and fast through war and trade. By taking land through war, the literature was spread around to other countries. This also happened when trading goods. When the religion of Islam spread, so did their literature. Like mentioned earlier, the Quran was an example of literature that Muslims recite every day when they pray. So basically, when countries converted to Islam, they started using, writing, and reading Islamic literature.
That sounds like a lot of cultural diffusion. Back to its effect on Islam, what does Islamic literature mean or represent to Islamic authors and scholars? They seem to use it a lot, and it shapes their lives and the lives of others, so it must mean a lot to them.
Yeah, there are many well-accomplished people who have said things about the literature, such as Imad al-Din Khalil, who said, "It's an aesthetic, impressive expression in words of the Islamic concept of existence." Next, the modern Islamic author Muhammad Qutb said, "Indeed, it is a beautiful expression of the reality of existence in the angle of Islamic notion for this existence." Then there was also an Islamic scholar, Abdul Qudas, who said, "The meaningful artistic expression of humankind, life, and the universe within the framework of Islamic notion." In addition, Abd al-Rahman Rafat Basha said, "Islamic literature is an artistic, meaningful expression about the reality of life, the universe, and humankind by the conscious of literature with an expression stemming from the Islamic perception of the Creator, the Almighty, and His creatures, and it does not turn away from Islamic values." And lastly, famous Islamic author Ibtisam Marhun al-Safar said, "Indeed, the term Islamic literature is used for denoting what is said about Islam or all literatures committed by the fundamentals of Islam from the advent of this true religion till our present age."
The renowned Islamic literator Dr. Najib al-Kalani demonstrated Islamic literature as Islamic literature is an influential, beautiful expression emanated from a faithful personality, an interpreter of for human life and the universe, in accordance with the principles of Islamic motivator of pleasure and benefit, activator of emotion and thought, and a stimulator to take a position and to embark on certain activities. Famous Islamic scholar Abdullah said that Islamic literature must ensure two conditions. First, it has to be a beautiful expression of life, man, and the universe. Secondly, the expression must conform to Islamic teachings and principles. In a nutshell, Islamic literature is the literature written in Islamic perspective in any language. It usually deals with the history of Islam, Islamic legends, and the stories of personalities mentioned in the Quran and the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad. It springs into existence from the worldview of Muslim adaptable of all times and all ages. All of these Islamic authors and scholars say that Islamic literature is a beautiful way of expressing different perspectives of Islamic history or stories retold numerous times. These quotes definitely made me think more of what Islamic literature is all about.
Wow, I sure learned a lot today, and I hope that everyone else did too. You guys really know your stuff. Thank you so much to Sophia and Angie for coming on my show today.
No problem. Thanks for having us, Charlotte.
Anytime, Charlotte. Thanks for having us and asking such great questions.
Thanks for having such great answers. This has been Literature Throughout History. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week.